둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from County Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
The Star Wars universe is constantly expanding.
But how the heck are you going to keep tabs on it without a holocron? And where in the rim can I score the juiciest news and rumors?
Ah, you seek State of the Empire, Consequence of Sound's Star Wars speculation podcast, where we look for news in all the wrong places.
We dig into the Sarlacc pit of the internet for the hottest intel in the galaxy far, far away. Make Indiana Jones inquiries and keep watch for the latest on Willow.
Find us on consequenceofsound.net or wherever you procure fine podcasts. It's the show you're looking for. Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. Wherever you're listening from today, take a second, hit that subscribe button. We do multiple interviews every single week, and if you like the series, we'd love for you to keep up with it, whether you're checking it out on YouTube, the podcast version, or now on Spotify. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, David Crosby, the legendary songwriter, is back with a new album called Here If You Listen. This time it's a group effort. Multiple singers, multiple writers. We're going to get the story behind all of that, as well as how we use some demos from the 60s and 70s within these new songs. Then, speaking of back in time, we'll talk about the Byrds Notorious Byrd Brothers album, as well as Sweetheart of the Rodeo, both that turned 50 years old this year. And if Mr. Crosby would be up for a CSNY reunion for its 50th anniversary next year. It's Kyle Meredith with David Crosby.
Hi, Kyle. It's David Crosby.
Here If You Listen is another beautiful record, and I feel like you're going to be told that every year, as you have been for the last 5 years. Here's another beautiful album. It is. But let's get into this, because this one is a bit different. This album has some of the other band members taking the lead vocals this time around, right?
Yeah. What happened is this, man. I started doing the Lighthouse record. I asked Michael to produce it, right? That was I knew I wanted to make a record. I had some songs. And I wanted Michael to produce. Michael introduced me to Becca and Michelle. I asked them to sing on the record because they're a stunner singer. What happened is that in between the chemistry of Michael and I writing, and I mean, there was a lot of chemistry. We wrote three of the best songs on that album, three consecutive days. In between all of the incredible fun of working with Michael and working with Becca and working with Michelle, I realized the next time we did it, I wanted to do it differently. And so when we started this record, I said, guys, I want it to be a group record. I don't want to make it be a solo record. That last one was a solo record with you guys guesting on it and Michael producing. This is a group record. I want you to write it with me. I want you to sing it with me. And that's what we did. We went into Michael's studio in Brooklyn when we only had two songs. We had Janet, that song of Michelle, and we had Your Own Ride, the song that I wrote with Bill Lawrence, that's like written to my son Django. And that's it. We didn't have anything else. We wrote the entire rest of the record in the next 8 days, and then we recorded it in the rest of that month. In 1 month, man, we walked in and wrote and recorded the whole record together, the four of us. Huh. And that's what it sounds like. And I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much variety all over this. I mean, you mentioned Janet right from the beginning there, and you know, it's sort of got that funky thing going through it, you know, and which is
it's a great song.
It is. It's very fun.
Well, it's because those people are that good, man. It wouldn't have worked if I hadn't picked great people, and I did. I'll give myself credit for that. I did pick stunner people, but the credit goes to them, and they are amazingly talented, and they really stepped up.
Within that, I mean, this project could, as it goes forward, if it goes forward, I'm guessing, I mean, this could turn into something else entirely from where you started, as it already has, right?
Yeah, I think it's a group. You know, we all have solo careers, and we all work in several different combinations. Michael, notably, you know, with Snarky Puppy and with Bocante and the other people that he produces. We all have different stuff, but, you know, I think it comes down to we all recognize the chemistry when it happens. None of us can really deny that there is a definite, real chemistry that happens when the four of us try working on some music together. So that's good. We look at it, and we can't deny it. It's pretty undeniable force. We'll see how it goes, you know. But I'm still alive, and I can still sing. So yeah. It's entirely possible. We'll keep it going.
You know, a lot of artists, it's hard for them to do something, to always be creative if they don't have something to push up against. And I wondered, like, do you find a particular challenge, you know, a good challenge with these artists that allow you to have something to push up against?
I wouldn't say it's challenging. It's more like encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's two ways to go about this thing. One is challenge, and it's competitive effort. And that's what CSNY always was. And it definitely produces some really good work. I mean, CSNY did good work, but it's competitive effort. Cooperative effort is a different ballgame, and that's Lighthouse. It's definitely a cooperative effort. There's no way around it. We like working with each other. We like helping each other, and we do trust each other.
A few other interesting points on this record is, of course, you've got one called 1974, one called 1967, and you, of course, cover Woodstock at the end. And I'll hit with those number songs first. Are those actually, do I hear you from those years, too? Are we listening to demo parts of that, or is that just the way it was kind of recorded?
Yes. No, that's exactly it. Those are two demos from those 2 years. One of them is fantastic because you actually hear me writing the song. You can hear me finding the melody to the song and finding the song. And we took both of them, and I said, Michael, you know, we can either try to work with these or we can take them as the sketch and make a brand new record from scratch of each of them. And he said, man, I'd love to play Time Machine and try to take them from then to now and have it all work. I said, I know it's against the rules, and I know it shouldn't work, but your voice then and your voice now are really, really still similar, and it sounds really good. So let's just try it. Let's try going from the original demo right to a brand new record from right now and see if we can pull it off as a time machine. And I think we did.
Oh, it's incredible. It sounds so great. It really does.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, kind of. Now, when you write, do you ever feel like your past gets in the way of your writing?
No, the only thing that gets in the way of my writing is laziness.
Yeah,
right on my butt.
You know, I'd wondered with so much, you know, history and legacy, with so many songs in your own catalog, you know, if that would at some point be like, I don't know. I mean, you know, where do the melodies come from that you haven't tried so far? Because you somehow keep finding them.
So far, it's still a joy, man. It's still great fun to do. And so far, music is still coming to me, and words are still coming to me. When they stop, they'll stop. But right now, they're still there, so I'm still writing songs, and that's a joy to me.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, the way we, you know, write changes through the years. When talking about political natured songs, do you find that that's changed at all in the way you would write about whatever's happening out there?
Not much. That song that I wrote on the last one, Capital, that's a pretty good political song. It's a character assassination of Congress, and they certainly deserve it. I'm looking to write a political song now of the Ohio and We Shall Overcome kind of sort. We need another great sort of get out in the street fight song. I've been asking on the net. I've been telling other writers. I've been saying, hey, if you're a songwriter out there, we need this song. And I'm working on it, but I haven't got it yet. So if you do, let us know. Because we do need it in Ohio. We need our own Ohio. And in the meantime, I've been singing Ohio as much as I can.
I've talked about this a lot before in other interviews. You know, the unfortunate nature that those songs still make so much sense to this day. Because I would love to listen to that one just because it's a cool groove and it's got a great, you know, backbeat to it and all that stuff. But those words, every single one of them, still make 100% sense.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's a strong thing. So I'm doing it. I'm singing it every night.
What about, if you don't mind asking about a couple of your back catalog records right now? I know I only bring them up because they're you know, you mentioned Time Machine. They are celebrating the big round years right now. I was on the phone with Roger just a few days ago, and he says hi. By the way, he told me to tell you hi.
Yeah, good. I like him.
Yeah, I mean, of course, he's been out there with Sweethearts touring that 50th, and I was thinking. You know, the Notorious Bird Brothers album also turns 50, and do you feel like that one's not getting the attention it deserves? Because I love that record, and I feel like it's probably being overshadowed right now by Sweetheart.
Well, no, I don't think it really is that big a deal. I think Sweetheart is getting the attention it's getting because it was the first country rock record that I know of, anyway. It was the sort of the marker where country rock started, is that record, to me. And I think when they tossed me out of the group, the direction they went was that thing, and it was a completely different direction than the Birds had gone before, and it was totally valid, and they did a great job, and they're doing a great job with it on the concert. I've had friends go to the concert and tell me it's really good.
Yeah, now the way they're doing the history and everything that kind of leads up to it, and I make that clear, I'm not knocking Sweetheart, of course. I do love that album. It's just when I look at that Notorious, I'm like, oh man, I would love to see that celebration. Like, let me pick out Draft Morning, because that is so lovely. And like just the sound of it. And then you get to the lyrics and it's so powerful when the war comes in. I mean, the juxtaposition of that song is sort of unlike just about any other song, you know?
Thanks, man.
I mean, I would say what's obvious right now, you know, obviously a Draft Morning kind of spells it all out there. But how did you come up with the concept of or anybody, whoever came up with the concept of those movements within that song?
I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I know I was going to get drafted and was looking me right in the face. And so it was a natural thing to write about.
The first CSN record will turn 50 next year. Do you have any desire to celebrate that in any way, I'll point out?
No, not really. I you know, I would probably, if Neil wants to get together and do a CSNY thing, 50th, I would probably do that. I don't think a CSN thing would be such a good idea. I think a CSNY might be doable. But the truth is, man, I don't have enough time to stand around kind of waiting. I'm working as hard as I can all the time right now because I whatever time I've got, I want to put it into making music. And so I'm not waiting for anybody. I'm working all the time, constantly.
Which is really evident. I mean, I hear you've already started working on the next record. Is that true?
Yes, we're already writing it.
I love this. This is the best. I swear this is the best thing. And then I should also bring up your other venture because I don't know if it's actually started yet or maybe it's a desire, but Mighty Kroz.
Yeah, I'm going to do it if I can get it. I figure that, you know, there's going to emerge from the fray out there. There's going to emerge several national and international pop companies. And I want to, you know, put my name and face on one of them, have my own brand. I think it's a good thing. And so I'm trying to get it to happen. We're looking to make a deal with one of the companies. There's a number of them that we're talking to.
So there's no timeline on that, though, when we could maybe see that, or a desired timeline?
No, not really. The desire is to do a really good, solid deal with a really good, solid company, and that takes time.
Well, that'll be looking forward to that. And one of these days, I don't know, what do you think about it? Is there going to be a David Crosby movie ever? Because it seems like everybody else is getting their movie right now, and I feel like you got a story to tell.
Well, yeah. Cameron Crowe, you know who he is?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing a documentary on it. Yeah, no, we've been working on it for a while. It's just about finished.
That's very exciting. That answer, see, now you've made all of my dreams come true, David. Thank you so much.
Certainly not all.
All right, you've made three dreams come true today. I've got a few more. It's true. Thank you so much for the talk today and taking the time to talk about this. Again, congratulations on Here If You Listen. I'll probably tell you the same thing next year when we get another record or whatever that comes out. No doubt that'll be great as well.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the help.
All right, we'll see you around. Take care.
All right, man. Thank you.
And a big thank you to Mr. David Crosby again. The new record, Here If You Listen. If you haven't already, please subscribe. There is a subscribe button somewhere around where you're listening from right now. Go ahead and hit it. Whether you're checking us out on YouTube, the podcast version, or now on Spotify, you can follow on there as well. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern, where you can also find some bonus episodes of this series. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.